This is the VOA Special English Health Report. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine will go to three researchers who found a way to learn about the duties of individual genes. They discovered how to inactivate or knock out single genes in laboratory animals. The result is known as knockout mice. The Karolinska Institute named the winners last week. Two Americans, Mario Capecchi and Oliver Smithies, will share the $1.5 million prize with Martin Evans of Britain. They will receive what is officially called the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden, on December 10th. In the 1980s, Mario Capecchi and Oliver Smithies both studied cells in mice to find how to target individual genes for changes. But the kinds of cells they independently studied could not be used to create gene-targeted animals. Martin Evans had the solution. He developed embryonic stem cells that could produce mice that carried new genetic material. The research greatly expanded knowledge about embryonic development as well as aging and disease. It led to a new technology, gene targeting. And this has already produced 500 mouse models of human conditions. Knockout mice are used for general research and for the development of new treatments. International efforts aim to make them available in the near future for all genes. Mario Capecchi is a researcher at the University of Utah. He was born in Italy in 1937. He was homeless and on his own for years as a young boy. His mother had been sent to a Nazi German death camp. But she survived, and after she was freed, she found him in a hospital. He was 9 years old and being treated for severe malnutrition. They came to the United States, where he entered school for the first time. Later, he became an American citizen. Oliver Smithies was born in Britain in 1925 and also became an American citizen. He is a professor at the University of North Carolina. And at age 50, he learned to fly. He flies a motor glider and small airplanes. Martin Evans was born in 1941, also in Britain. He is director of the School of Biosciences at Cardiff University in Wales. He called winning the Nobel Prize a boyhood dream come true. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein.